USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Voters in six states cast primary ballots yesterday. Former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney winning a primary in Utah for the Republican nomination to succeed Senate Democrat Orrin Hatch.
We're absolutely convinced that America is the greatest nation on earth.
Romney's November opponent will be Salt Lake City Council member Jenny Wilson. Democrats are smarting after the Supreme Court rules to uphold President Trump's controversial travel ban. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says it's just plain wrong.
This ruling did not make us any safer.
By a 5-4 ruling, the justices affirming the travel ban, which restricts immigration and travel to the U.S. from eight nations, six of them largely Muslim. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Robert Wilkie to be on Capitol Hill today for a confirmation hearing to become Veterans Affairs Chief. He currently works at the Defense Department and served as acting VA Chief in the past. He was nominated by President Trump after the President's previous pick, Dr. Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson, pulled his name out of the running. Two coaches who served as security monitors at the South Florida high school where a gunman killed 17 people in February, losing their jobs now for not doing enough to prevent the massacre.
Andrew Medina and David Taylor will no longer be employed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, after the Broward County School Board voted to terminate them without any discussion. In an interview Medina gave to investigators shortly after the shooting, he said he saw accused shooter Nicholas Cruz but didn't confront him or issue a code red. Taylor said he also saw Cruz on campus but lost track of him. Neither of the coaches were armed. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
National Security Advisor John Bolton's in Moscow today, where he's to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. And Putin's spokesman tells the Washington Post that Putin is to speak with Bolton about plans for a summit between the Russian president and President Trump, something that's expected to happen when Trump visits Europe next month. Officials identify the body of a man found in the Fairlawn, New Jersey home of the NFL New York Giants cornerback Janoris Jenkins yesterday morning. As police say it's a homicide investigation, neighbors say they're surprised by the news, saying Jenkins has always been very well liked in the neighborhood.
He's quiet, he's respectful, he keeps to himself. If you say hi to him or engage him, he'll engage you nicely.
The Bergen County Prosecutor's Office says the man was 25-year-old Rene Roosevelt, a family friend who'd been staying at the home, but Jenkins has been in Florida and was not home when police received the 911 report about a body found in the basement. Also, no word yet on a cause of death. And Atlanta police say they're trying to determine why a man in his underwear climbed a fence at the airport and tried to force his way onto an airliner. Police say the 19-year-old was arrested on the tarmac at Hartsfield-Jackson International Tuesday, charged with criminal trespassing and public indecency. They say he jumped on the wing of a plane and started pounding on the windows. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.